This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says a state agency that oversees the Chicago funeral home where over 50 decomposing human remains were found isn't behind the mishandling. The discovery at South Chicago Chapel on the city's south side revealed bodies were stored unrefrigerated in various places throughout the funeral home. Pritzker says he isn't aware of when the State Department of Financial and Professional Regulation knew about the situation.
The bad actor here is the funeral home, and that they've done something just horrific. And we've got to make sure and hold them responsible and, of course, look at all the processes for licensing.
Pritzker also says he's working with the departments to find out if this could have been prevented. As the nation marks its 250th anniversary, Illinois Humanities is investing in organizations working to preserve the state's history and community stories. The organization is giving a total of $250,000 to 50 history, heritage, archival, and cultural organizations across Illinois. WSIU's Amelia Estrada reports.
From statewide archives to family histories, organizations across Illinois are working to preserve pieces of history that might otherwise disappear. Illinois Humanities Executive Director and CEO Gabrielle Lyon says this anniversary created an opportunity to invest in the people already doing the work.
History belongs to all of us, and we just thought it was so important to try to make sure that those organizations around the state that do that day in, day out work of creating and preserving people's stories in their communities were able to get some support during this critical year.
Recipients include organizations serving communities throughout Illinois, from Chicago to smaller cities and rural areas. A full list of the 50 recipients is available through the Illinois Humanities website. For WSIU, I'm Amelia Estrada.
SIU students and faculty are in Spain finishing preparations to research today's total solar eclipse. Coming up at 7:44, tune in to WSIU's Brian Sapp as he reports.